This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we listed some of the duties Paul told Timothy and us to discharge in our ministry for him. Let me share some more found in 2 Timothy 4. Verse 5 declares, "Do the work of an evangelist." Nowhere in our study of the life of Timothy did we find that he received the gift of evangelism. There clearly are those who have this gift. God promised he would give the church gifted evangelists in Ephesians 4:11. It is implied in that context that these evangelists would not only evangelize the unsaved, but would also equip the church to evangelize. Whether Timothy or you or I have the gift of evangelism or not, we are challenged by Paul to get equipped to evangelize and then go out and do the work of evangelism. This does not mean you need to produce converts to Christ. It does mean you are to share the gospel with those in your sphere of influence and as opportunities present themselves. It is a matter of obedience. To prepare yourself for doing this, keep in mind what is said in 1 Peter 3:15. But in your heart, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to anyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. Your walk should be such as would provoke the inquiry, "What gives you hope in your troubled world?" It is within this context that we have the duty to keep the faith. We need faith that God will enable us to live in this exemplary way, and also that He will enable us to give a winsome and gracious answer to all who ask us the reason for the hope we have.